This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestep and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Did you know that God is waiting on you? That God is lovingly seeking you? Those of you who are parents, think of this. Suppose your child ran away from home from some family argument or disagreement between the two of you. Would you not be longing for your child to return home? Would you not be actively seeking for the lost runaway child? Adam and Eve, our first parents, had God for a father, directly present with them in the Garden of Eden, and still, His children disobeyed, rebelled, and ran away. They believed the lie of Satan, the serpent. "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. "God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord, God, walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." Now combine that with this story from the New Testament Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger son spoke to his father. He said, 'Father, give me my share of the family property.' So the father divided his property between his two sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up all he had. Then he left for a country far away. There he wasted his money on wild living. He spent everything he had. Then the whole country ran low on food, so the son did not have what he needed. He went to work for someone who lived in that country. That person sent the son to the fields to feed the pigs. The son wanted to fill his stomach with the food the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Then he began to think clearly again. He said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough food? But here I am dying from hunger. I will get up and go back to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and I have sinned against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. He was filled with tender love for his son. He ran to him. He threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found. So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants. He asked him what was going on. Your younger brother has come home, the servant replied to him. Your father has killed the fattest calf. He has done this because your brother is back, safe and sound. Well, the older brother became angry. He refused to go in. So his father went out and begged him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have worked like a slave for you. I have always obeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could go celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours wasted your money with some prostitutes. Now he comes home, and for him, you kill the fattest calf. My son, the father said, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad. This brother of yours was dead, and now is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found. Well, friends, that's Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, one of the greatest love stories in the Bible, truly a picture of a family reconciled together. While this is commonly called the parable of the prodigal son, I feel it more correctly should be called the seeking loving father, which is how God the Father is portrayed. Fathers in our world are not valued as much as they should be. It is true that many men have failed or not lived up fully to their responsibilities as fathers, but God always has, and God is our model of grace, mercy, and love. The son begins to reflect on his condition and realizes that even his father's servants had it better than he. His painful circumstances help him to see his father in a new light and bring him hope. This is reflective of the sinner when he discovers the destitute condition of his life because of sin. It is a realization that apart from God, there is no hope. This is when a repentant sinner comes to his senses and longs to return to the state of fellowship with God, which was lost when Adam sinned. The son devises a plan of action. Though at a quick glance it may seem that he may not be truly repentant, but rather motivated by his hunger, a more thorough study of the text gives new insights. He is willing to give up his rights as his father's son and take on the position of his servant. Regardless of the motivation, it demonstrates a true humility and true repentance, not based on what he said, but on what he was willing to do and eventually acted upon. He realizes he had no right to claim a blessing upon return to his father's household, nor does he have anything to offer except a life of service in repentance of his previous actions. With that, he is prepared to fall at his father's feet and hope for forgiveness and mercy. This is exactly what conversion is all about, ending a life of slavery to sin through confession to the Father and faith in Jesus Christ, and becoming a slave to righteousness, offering your body as a living sacrifice. Jesus portrays the Father as waiting for his Son, perhaps daily searching the distant road, hoping for his appearance. The Father notices him while he was still a long way off. The Father's compassion assumes some knowledge of the Son's pitiful state, possibly from reports sent home. During that time, it was not the custom of men to run, yet the father runs to greet his son. Why would he break convention for this wayward child who had sinned against him? The obvious answer is because he loved him and was eager to show him that love and restore the relationship. When the father reaches his son, not only does he throw his arms around him, but he also greets him with a kiss of love. He is so filled with joy at his son's return that he doesn't even let him finish his confession, nor does he question or lecture him about his past sin. Instead, he unconditionally forgives him and accepts him back into fellowship, the father running out to his son, greeting him with a kiss, and ordering the celebration is a picture exactly of how our Heavenly Father feels toward sinners who repent. God greatly loves us, patiently waits for us to repent, so he can show us his great mercy, because he does not want anyone to perish, nor escape as though by fire. Did you know that God, the loving Father, is seeking you, wanting you, waiting for you to turn away from your sinful lifestyle, being willing to stop living in rebellion against the ways of God? God has his arms open wide for you right now. Will you repent? Will you turn toward the only Son of God, Jesus Christ, as your only way back to God the Father, who loves you so much? I pray that you will take the action of repentance and faith toward Jesus today. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us. At Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We really enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from 1 John 3:1. look at the remarkable love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children.